second chapter of Pirkei Avos. We had completed the first one. So the second chapter begins with Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi made one of the boldest decisions in Jewish history, which was to begin to write down the oral tradition, even though according to the Gemara, this is actually forbidden. But the principle that he invoked is Esla Sosla Shem Heferu Sarasacha, that sometimes we have to act. It's a very audacious statement. Sometimes we have to act in God's broader interest, so to speak, by violating the Torah. You'd say, what's God's interest in this world is for us to keep the Torah. That's for sure true. But if the entire Torah was going to be lost, if they didn't start writing things down, so then you could justify the idea of, violating the principle of not writing down Torah Sheval Peh, the oral tradition, so that the oral tradition would at least survive, even if it would lose some of its character because it's no longer the oral tradition. It became written down in his organization of the Mishnah. This is similar to the principle we find in the Gemara Masechta Yoma, when the Gemara talks about what justification there is for saving a life on Shabbos. And one of the rationales, very famously given by the Gemara, is Chalel Shabbos Achas Kedei Shetishmor Shabbosos Harbe. Better to violate one Shabbos so that this individual can live to observe another 300 Shabbatot, or whatever the case may be, or 3,000, whatever the case may be. Chalel Shabbos Achas Kedei Shetishmor Shabbosos Harbe. Sometimes you have to take a short-term sacrifice for a long-term gain, a strategic choice. So Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, so Hi Huaya Omer, so one of the things that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi used to say was Ezohi Derech Yeshara Sheyavor Lo Ha'adam. Sheyavor, the Mefarshim explained this in the language of Borer, like we have on Shabbos. Borer means to select. So that's something you can't do on Shabbos, but you should do in life. You should make choices. So Ezohi Derech Yeshara Sheyavor Lo Ha'adam, what's the proper choice that a person should make in terms of his life? So it should be good for the one who chooses it, and also good, for everybody else around them. So the Rambam explains this is referring to what he likes to call the Shvil Hazav, the Midos HaMimutzaos, the middle path in life. So if you take the example of how a person treats his money, so if a person, let's say, gives away all his money to tzedakah, that will be good for other people. That will be tiferes min ha'adam, but it won't be tiferes lo, because the person's not going to be able to care for themselves. And the other extreme is a person doesn't give any tzedakah at all, so it might be quote-unquote good for them, right, that they'll have all the money, but it wouldn't be good for other people. So you have to sort of strike a kind of a balance in life. So that's the way the Rambam interprets the Mishnah, tiferes lo seha, but tiferes lo min ha'adam. If you don't want to go exactly in the same direction as the Rambam, say that a person should choose a path in life that is good for that person. In other words, some people are born to be business people. Some people are born to be accountants. They love working with numbers. They're very precise. Some people are great salesmen. They love, striking up a conversation and making a deal. Some people love the law and, debating fine points. Whatever it is, it should be tiferes lo seha, but a person should keep in mind Tiferes lo min ha'adam, that you should try to take whatever your natural proclivity is, and really there's a good outlet for anything in this world, and to try to direct that towards like a positive end in terms of what society needs. So if somebody says, I love guns, and so I'm going to be an arms dealer and sell, automatic weapons to, dictators, that's probably not a good outlet for it. If somebody says, I'm interested in guns, and I want to defend Klal Yisrael by serving in Sahal, right, that's a much better Tiferes lo min ha'adam. So, it's this whole period that we're going through. So one of the things the kids in the shul, not just my own kids, but the kids in the shul that, say to me regularly is, I want to be a scientist, I want to be a doctor. That's actually a very beautiful thing, because Tiferes lo min ha'adam changes depending on what society needs, right? Society needs different things at different times. So already children are very perceptive. So children today are saying these things because they, whatever they understand, they pick up around them that there is a great medical crisis that is ongoing, and that they want to be helpful. That's the way children are in so many cases. A very beautiful thing. So v'tiferes lo min adam is a person should keep in mind, at all times, what it is that society needs. But You know, Judaism is always a balance between the subjective, which we just talked about. A person should consider what society needs. A person should consider what's good for them in life. But there's also the objective and things that don't depend on the person. And then the next line in the Mishnah is, "Hevi zohir b'mitzvah kala kivachamura inata yodea matan scharen shal mitzvos." But don't think for a second that that gives you the license to say, I'm going to do this mitzvah, I'm not going to do that mitzvah. On the contrary, we have to be careful in every single mitzvah. So that everybody is bound by the same basic norms. The Rambam points out in his commentary on this line, but this idea of mitzvah kala kiva mitzvah chamura, if you're already involved in mitzvah kala, then you don't stop that for a mitzvah chamura. It's a very important idea. That's the principle of osik mitzvah, pater mina mitzvah, is that even a mitzvah kala is something that is of inestimable value. The Rambam gives examples of Simchas Yom Tov. We just passed through a Yom Tov, or speaking Hebrew, which the Rambam also considered to be a great mitzvah, based on a passage probably in a Tosefta, that as soon as a child is old enough to speak V'dibarta Bam, you should try to teach them Lashon HaKodesh. So be that as it may, however you define what a mitzvah kala is and what a mitzvah chamura is, it's important to be perfectly committed to all of them. Which doesn't only mean because you don't know the score, you don't know how God's going to ultimately reward you, but I think it's a broader way of saying that you can never underestimate a mitzvah. You have no idea. It's something that you might consider to be a mitzvah kala could end up being, you know, the single most important thing at a particular point in time. Who are we to sort of minimize something which is the divine command? So it's important to finish where we started. Yeah, the same Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi who said, Esla sosla Hashem, eferu sarasacha, that one time in his life he took a certain liberty and said, you have to write down the Mishnah, otherwise the whole thing is forgotten. Don't think Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was, some big makel, that he was, he was being so lenient, across the board. On the contrary, he's the one who said, be careful about every single mitzvah, have zahir, b'mitzvah kala, kiva chamura. Okay, so, hold it up there, and we'll continue on with Myriv. Thank you, Siggy.